And I'm going to kick things off. I'm just going to get right into it. I need to go to St. Paul, Minnesota, and check in with one of my favorite guests in the Mike McFeely Show. His name is Representative Ryan Winkler. He represents Golden Valley in the Minnesota House of Representatives. And Ryan Winkler's fighting the good fight at the state fair, not only against the heat, by the way, but also trying to get that minimum wage raised in the state of Minnesota from a paltry level to at least a livable wage of $9.50 an hour. Representative Winkler, welcome to the Mike McFeely Show. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back on.
So are you at the fair right now? And if you are you melting? Let me ask you that first.
No, I'm not, but I was melting yesterday. You knew you were at the state fair yesterday. Let's put it that way.
It was a little toasty everywhere yesterday. And I had heard that the state fair, when you combine all of the people with the concrete and the lack of wind and everything else, I heard it was incredibly difficult yesterday. But you and some of your brethren from the Twin Cities area and indeed from around the state of Minnesota were spreading the good word yesterday at the state fair. You were telling people and trying to persuade people, you know what, in the state of Minnesota, we need to raise our minimum wage so that people with families, so that people maybe who don't have all those advantages in life and need to work at real jobs doing real things so they can make a wage and pay for their families and pay for their food and everything else. Tell us about the message you were talking about yesterday, Representative Winkler.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You led off talking about the March on Washington, and that march was originally called the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. And one of the things that they demanded, they had 10 demands. Four of those demands were about jobs and the economy, and one of them was to raise the federal minimum wage to $2 an hour. And if you translate that into today's dollars, that would be about $13.50 an hour, something like that. That was one of their demands. And so it actually is kind of just coincidental timing that we're trying to push the same thing right now in Minnesota because we're not expecting that kind of action out of Washington. And so the state minimum wage in Minnesota is $6.15 an hour. We'd like to move it up to $9.50 by 2015. It still is not going to be enough to make ends meet, but it does help a lot of workers who are stuck in low-wage jobs better able to support themselves and their families, and we think it's time to take some action.
Well, the way I look at this and the way I try to make the argument when I have listeners call in, and I certainly will after we let you go today, who will tell me that, you know what, Mike, if we raise the minimum wage, we're going to have businesses leaving Minnesota, we're going to have jobs fleeing Minnesota. You know, people need to earn what they make in this world. And my argument always will be, Representative Winkler, that if we can raise that standard of living, if we can raise the minimum wage and get people, again, $9.50 is not going to be buying yachts on Lake Minnetonka or cabins on Big Detroit Lake. But let me tell you this, at least you'll be getting some people off public assistance. And that's one of the gripes that people who are against the minimum wage have is that, well, it's a welfare state. We're giving away all our money. Well, here's the truth. If you raise people's minimum wage, they're going to be reliant on public assistance less, correct?
That is true. In fact, if you, again, I can't speak to your Fargo listeners in North Dakota, which is a different situation, but in Minnesota, about 40% of the jobs do not pay a living wage. So we do a calculation, which is that if you've got two parents working full-time taking care of two kids, on a statewide average, both parents need to make $14 an hour. And in Minnesota, 40% of the jobs pay less than that. Mm. And, of course, if you're talking about a single parent taking care of a kid or two, that number has to be even higher. And so we are in a situation where a lot of the jobs that we are producing are paying people not enough money to get by. And I don't think that's a surprise to almost any of your listeners out there, that people are struggling more and more even while working. And so as a result, you have people working in fast food restaurants who are getting food stamps. You're having people who work in nursing homes qualifying for public medical assistance, because the wages they're paid are so low. And this economy is going to be strongest if we have strong demand from consumers to buy the things that businesses are selling. And if the consumers and the middle class is not strong in buying, business is not going to be doing well either. So we have to look not just at taking care of business, but taking care of the people who are working hard every day and trying to support themselves.
Minnesota State Representative Ryan Winkler, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show, we're talking minimum wage. And the fact that Representative Winkler and others in Minnesota want to raise the minimum wage. Now, keep in mind, you know, you referred to our North Dakota listeners, Representative, and certainly we have tens of thousands of those people, but we also reach a broad, broad swath of Western and Northwestern Minnesota. And one concern that Minnesota businesses have, particularly in business border communities like Moorhead or East Grand Forks or Breckenridge or anything else, is that if we raise this minimum wage in Minnesota, that those businesses, those people are going to flee to North Dakota because it's right across the border. Do you have an answer to that? Do you have a way to say, look, you know, we can comfort you by telling you this?
Well, I'm not sure if it's comforting or not, but this has been looked at extensively, where they've examined border counties around the country, including in Minnesota, and have found that changes in the minimum wage do not drive business one direction or another, that doesn't drive employment up or employment down. And one simple explanation for this is that a lot of the low-wage jobs, a lot of the minimum-wage jobs are in things like restaurants and in retail. And there's just only so much distance that people are going to be willing to drive in order to buy a hamburger or to stop at Walmart for dog food or something like that. People want convenience, and the businesses have to serve consumers where they are. So it's not just as simple as Walmart deciding suddenly it's going to pick up out of Moorhead and head across the border and serve people in the same way. There is a local service component to this that's important. And the other thing is that if in a lot of these border communities, the businesses that are paying more are going to attract better workers. And the better workers are going to help those businesses and help their bottom line. They're going to have lower turnover, which reduce costs. There are a whole number of things that really make it kind of this fear about border counties not really bear out in reality. And all the studies of this have shown that.
Well, and I'm no economist. And if you look at my checkbook or you look at my bank account, you'll know I'm no economist. I don't necessarily know the expertise of numbers, but somebody named Henry Ford many, many years ago, certainly not a liberal, certainly not a Democrat, and in fact hated unions as well. Henry Ford saw the wisdom of paying people a higher wage. And Henry Ford said, let's see, if I pay workers a higher wage, number one, I'm going to keep them on the job longer. They want to stay with me. There's not going to be the turnover. There's not going to be the training costs. I'm going to keep better workers. I'm going to attract better workers. And number two, when I pay these workers a better wage, guess what? They're going to be able to afford to buy my product. They can buy a Ford Model A or Model T. And so therefore, I'm going to be making more money, and the economy is going to be boosted by my employees making more money. To me, to me, that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense to everybody, but to me, it makes perfect sense.
Well, it makes sense, and it's logical, and it's also something that you see in the numbers, which is that when the minimum wage goes up, people who are earning low wages and working spend their money right away in the community, and it's also pretty logical. If you don't have enough to make ends meet, every dollar that comes in is going to go right back out into the business world with people buying. And so that's why the Henry Ford model is what you see playing out with the minimum wage. People get more money in their pocket, they go out and spend, and they're a little bit better able to take care of themselves and their family. And, it's also, to me, it's a question of what kind of economy you want to have. Do we want to have one where people are able to work, earn enough money to take care of themselves and be independent of government support? Or do you want one where a few people make a lot of money and they have to be taxed in order to hand out money to everybody else, and so you have people working in low wages and collecting government benefits? I think it's better if people work, and that's the kind of economy we should want to have.
I know that this was brought up in the previous legislative session, and it ran into great amounts of opposition. I presume that the reason you guys are doing this is going to come up again in the 2014 legislative session. Your thoughts on the chances of this making headway this time around in Minnesota? Do you feel like your chances are pretty good in 2014 of bumping up that minimum wage in the state?
I do think so. The Minnesota House and Senate both passed minimum wage increases. It's just that the bill passed by the Minnesota Senate was so small, it was almost meaningless. And so in the end, I think it would be pretty alarming if Democrats couldn't get together and decide that we want to pass a substantial minimum wage increase for low-wage workers. To me, if the Democratic Party can't look after people who are working hard and struggling, I don't think anybody will. And so it's time for us to take action, and I think that will happen in 2014.
All right. Okay, my friend, thank you. It's always good to talk to you. We'll have you on again, and keep fighting the good fight, okay?
All right. Thanks very much.
Yep, you bet. Ryan Winkler, state representative from Golden Valley, Minnesota. He is a DFLer. He wants to see the minimum wage go up in Minnesota to $9.50 an hour.